The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First talkback of the day. Here we go.
Hi, good morning. Just now catching up on the podcast from last Thursday. I wanted to just share that I listen to you guys every day from New York City, from the Upper East Side. And although I'm originally from Napa, I've been out there for a couple of years. And every day as I'm, you know, going into the office, on the train, I listen to you guys. And it just, it reminds me of home and I feel close. So, yeah, thank you for everything.
Oh, my God. Well, thank
look
you
at that.
For listening.
I wish you left her name. But look at that. Made it out of Napa. She said now she's living on the Upper East Side, like riding the train like some big boss in New York.
That's very New York.
She started off just humble beginning, some little country hayseed bumpkin out in Napa. And now she's on the Upper East Side of New York.
Are we number one in New York City?
Upper East Side we are. We haven't cracked the whole market yet. We've got the Upper East Side right now.
Yeah, well, thank you for continuing to be a JV show list. Don't you love the IR app? You can just take us with you. You move away, which we hope you don't, but if you do, take us with you.
It has been a cool trend of late hearing where people have moved away too, but still listen to us. Had Honolulu, a couple of Hawaii listeners, now New York. We had a Canada.
Texas.
I think it was Toronto last week. Very cool.
Love it. So every morning, Jess is like, oh my God, we have to talk about the fan army name for Kelly Uchis. And then every morning we forget to talk about it. Jess, I'm going to let you finally tell us what it is.
It's just so funny to me. I saw this video of somebody talking about what they were going to wear to the Kelly Uchis tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when they addressed the Kelly Uchis fans, they were like, Coochies, what are we going to wear?
Do they actually call themselves that, or is that one person just like naming them?
I've now seen it multiple times, and when you Google like
sense.
What is the name for the Kelly Uchis fans, like that's one option. It's not the official, but like
that's the best one.
Right.
You're not going to come up with something better, and it perfectly encompasses both their first and last name.
I thought you were going to say like Uchi Coochie or something like that, but like
I'm not mad at that either.
Coochies.
But the Coochies.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
So when we give out tickets, if we give out more tickets, are we allowed to just call everyone that?
I think so.
Yeah, right. Like Coochies, we need you to call in right now.
Call in now.
Yep. If you're
not
a Coochie.
Not now.
No,
don't,
not now.
No, but actually not right now. Yeah.
We'll let you know when.
Yeah. Stand by, Coochies. Yes. Stand by.
That was actually pretty good. It was pretty good. Graham? What's going on with you?
Can I vent just for a second?
Sure.
Because God help me, my wife Kate is away on yet another business trip this week. And you guys know it's May-cember.
It is May-cember.
Remember that? That's like where parents are completely overwhelmed with all the end of the school year activities and plus just life in general and everything else. And I'm fully in this May-cember feeling right now because it's the not only is the end of the school year right now, but there are field trips and it's the end of the softball and baseball season. So there's stuff going on with that. And there's birthday party. It's everything all at once. It's too much stuff. And then my wife's like, peace out. I'm going on a business trip. Okay, later, bro. Like, hello, I'm over
leaving
here.
You to deal with it.
I'm over here dying. We already, shame on us. And even when my wife was here, we already forgot. See, my son Ford, he's in the first grade and they're doing an end of the year countdown each day as a letter of the alphabet progressively going forward. And so, you know, like B was buddy day. You bring your buddy to school. I don't know what it was. I'm making that up. But then it got to F. F day was family photo day. All you had to do is send your kid with a family photo to school. And you know how hard it is to remember all these days?
Yeah.
And each day is a new thing. Well, family photo day, we forgot to pack his family photo.
Oh, my God.
And the school sends out
neglect.
And the teacher sends out a picture of the entire class, every kid smiling, beaming, holding up their family picture. And there's my son with a not holding up anything with the saddest look on his face ever. We've already screwed that up. And when my wife was here. And now I have to take the reins for what I don't even know what letter today was. I already forgot.
Are you a little worried about what this teacher thinks of you and your wife? Because not only did you neglect to send your son with the family photo on family photo day, but then there was that political rant he went on.
Yeah, there was that.
On one of his art projects.
For the open house.
For open house.
Yeah.
What's going on in this house?
I'm glad the school year is wrapping up before anything else, before CPS comes knocking.
Oh my God.
on my door. Anyways, thoughts and prayers. I appreciate them for this week if I can survive this week.
All right, sending positive vibes to Graham.
Field trip day. I hope he makes it out the door in time for that. I don't know. There's a lot going on. Also, can I just enter this into evidence? Just because I thought this was interesting. The hotel that my wife is staying at on this work trip, notoriously haunted.
Ooh, what hotel is it?
It's well known to be haunted. I don't know the name of it. I'll find out. But it's haunted. It's a very small hotel, and particularly the higher floors. I haven't heard from her yet what floor
my God.
She's on. But her coworkers that were flying in from all over the country to stay there, many of them called ahead to make sure they weren't on one of those
serious?
Floors. They called. It's that well known that this place is haunted.
Can you figure out what hotel it is?
I'll figure it out.
Figure it out, please. Scary. Where is she going? Like what city?
It's just it's Hopland. It's in California.
Where the heck is that?
It's like 2 hours north of here.
Okay.
It's not far.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. We're getting through the week. Anyways, I just wanted to make a comment. The iHeart Radio was amazing because, you know, grew up in California and Fremont. Woo, Fremont. But we moved to Barcelona and lived there for a very long time. And I was able to VPN in and stream you guys. So just wanted to say you're loved all over the world. Have a great day, y'all. Bye.
We were in Barcelona, dude, you guys.
We've made it.
So cool.
I just checked this morning.
Yeah.
JV Show number 2 in Barcelona right now.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Wait, number 2?
That's
number
pretty
one.
Good.
Okay, we just got to crack that number 1 spot.
Yeah,
we're working on that.
She said she lived there. They moved away. That was the bulk of our listening there in Barcelona. So right now we're number 2. Don't worry. We'll move up. We can do it.
Hey, guys, it's time for...
The 4 things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So Oakland's new mayor will be sworn in today at Oakland City Hall. Barbara Lee, as you know, won the election last month, and she has some challenges coming her way, like that $270 million budget deficit.
Whoops.
Yeah, she's going to have to deal with that.
The San Francisco Giants got their 3-game series with the Royals started with a loss last night. Royals pitcher Chris Bubik, who went to Mitty High School in San Jose and then on to Stanford, had a no-hitter going on the Giants through nearly 7 innings. He led the team to a 3-1 win. Game 2 of this series is tonight at Oracle Park. First pitch, 6:45.
Oh, Matt!
Nice. Temperatures are dropping a little bit today, but it'll still be a sunny and warm day. Highs will mainly be in the mid to upper 70s, with some cities like Napa, Dublin, and Brentwood still in the 80s.
Oof, yeah, it was hot yesterday. Hey, Aries besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be an 8. It's time to stand tall on your own 2 feet. But don't forget, keep a close eye on where your resources are going. At the end of the day, relax and have fun with your new favorite person.
Oh!
Wonder who that could be.
I like how that's our reaction to every single horoscope.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show crew, this is Luis from San Jose. This question is for Selena. What did you end up doing with your abuelita for her birthday since you missed it? Have a good day, everybody.
Hey, great question.
That's a great question.
Why is everybody so pressed about my abuelita?
We love abuelita.
Because it was a big dilemma about what you're going to do. You got invited to a bachelorette party, which was this past weekend, but it was also your abuelita's like 120th birthday or something.
She did not turn 120.
Whatever. How old did she turn?
I still don't know. But
she
actually turned 89.
It was 89. I saw the Instagram post. Wow.
Right,
okay,
it was 89.
You don't even
know.
I was drunk
when I saw the Instagram post. I was bachelor wedding in L.A.
Yeah, she doesn't even know how old her abuelita is turning.
To answer your question, because I think you may have missed yesterday's show when we talked about this, I ended up going to the bachelorette party, and I did not get the chance to go see my abuelita during the week, which I can't do during the weekdays.
You called her on the phone and said, Feliz cumpleaños,
abuelita. Oh, my God. Why didn't you guys bring that idea up last week? I could have done
Are you kidding? You didn't even call her?
Not last week.
When's the last time you called your abuelita? She's never called her abuelita.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever met your abuelita?
I don't think she has.
Oh, my God. I've never met her
before.
Oh, my God.
So you just, and your entire life, she shows up and probably brings you gifts on your birthday. But one time, abuelita has a birthday, then you're like, you know what? I'm going to go on a bachelorette party. You didn't, how about a card? You sent her a card, of course.
With some money.
Oh, my God, you never sent your abuelita a card.
In my defense, I don't really have a good defense here, actually. So let's just scratch that.
Oh,
let's
my God.
But I am going to go see her. I can't do it during the week because I have school pickups and all that stuff. So right. It's just like literally impossible to do.
This upcoming weekend.
No, we can't. We have that pool party with Steve Aoki.
Oh, okay. Well, then the weekend after that.
Great Resort Casino.
The weekend after that. Oh, my God. I can't. It's softball closing day.
Maybe you should invite Abuelita to the Great and Pool Party.
Right.
She would love
That'd
that.
That's a good idea.
She can get caked.
Yes.
No, she's too delicate.
Yeah, her head might fall.
You
off.
Can get caked on her behalf.
Yes.
No.
That would make things up. No. Abuelita would say, yes, finally we're even.
I agree.
You missed my party, but I got to watch you get caked.
Can we drop this now? Because you're making me feel really bad.
I'm like shocked you didn't even give her a call.
Yeah,
that piece of my heart hurt because like if I could go, you know, Nana, RIP. Like if I could just have one more phone call with Nana, like it would have made it'd be everything to me.
Okay, that was too far.
Yeah, I feel really bad. But
yeah. But if you feel bad, think about how Abuelita feels.
Yeah,
I don't think she noticed. I honestly don't.
You have to do something extra special. Just taking her to lunch isn't going to cut it. Like you need to take her out for a day on the lake and take her water skiing. You got to do something.
I'm renting a yacht. That's it. I'm renting a yacht.
You
got
to do something really nice
for
Abuelita.
To watch the sunset on the water.
Like you got to take her like bungee jumping or something
right.
Like that she'll really remember.
Guys, stop. Please.
Man. I'm going to call her later today. Can you give me her number?
Yes. I will.
You don't even know her number.
No, I don't.
You don't even know your Abuelita's phone
you
number?
You know phone numbers by heart?
Yeah.
Do you have, and be honest, in your cell phone right now, you have your Abuelita's phone number?
I don't think I do.
I don't know why I can't say that word.
I don't think I do.
You don't even have your
I do.
It'd be saved under A.
It's there. I just showed Jess. I have it.
Okay. But it's even sadder because she has her number but didn't call her.
Right? Does Abuelita text?
No.
Oh.
She does not.
I didn't know. Maybe
just
you could
just a house
at
phone.
Least like you could have sent her a text message.
No, it's just a house phone.
With like little
Are
birthday
we done?
Balloons.
Are you
no,
done?
I'm not. I'm just
oh
like
God,
I'm shooketh on behalf of Abuelita.
All right, let's drop it.
Okay, fine.
Do you have one more thing to say, Graham?
No,
I'll let you get it. Are you sure?
I need
to talk about prime youth, and you're over here chuckling.
Yeah, get it out, Graham.
I was just picturing Abuelita going water skiing. She's just so happy.
Leave her alone.
She's just so happy in my mind when you're taking her out water skiing.
Okay, now are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay,
now.
I need everybody to drop the Abuelita thing, please.
Fine.
Please, and then join me Wednesday the 28th. I'm going to be at Prime Youth Aesthetics. I was actually there yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it on my story.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I was there yesterday. If you don't know Prime Youth Aesthetics, they're a boutique med spa and wellness center in downtown Pleasanton. I go there for all things beauty and all things wellness. It's co-owned by...
That's where you could take Abuelita.
Oh, yeah.
Give her a beauty day.
Yeah, will she be there?
Some lip
you
filler?
Guys said you were going to drop the Abuelita thing.
Fine, I'm dropping it starting
thank you.
Now.
Okay, thank you. So Prime Youth, co-owned by husband and wife, Philip and Yasmin. They are the best, super friendly, knowledgeable. I honestly think my Abuelita would love going there as well because
just
because they offer pretty much everything. They can do like some Botox, you know?
Drop the Abuelita.
Maybe some cheek
She doesn't
filler.
Need that. Her skin looks phenomenal.
They do hormone therapy, IV therapy. This is what I want to talk about, though. They do body sculpting.
Ooh.
Even Abuelita could love some body
She
sculpting.
Would now. Now you're speaking
okay,
her language.
Okay, now let's leave her out
okay,
of this.
Fine.
Please do not talk about my Abuelita anymore. But anyways, yes, Prime Youth Aesthetics, they're one of the few places that have the M-Sculpt Neo, which is this really cool device that destroys your fat and it sculpts shapes and tones your body. Ask around. Not too many places in the Bay have the M-Sculpt Neo. You know, I actually tried it the last time I was there for one of their events.
Ooh.
And you just like, I lay there and I had the thing hooked up to my arms. And it was so weird to feel like your muscles contracting, but you're just like scrolling your Instagram or whatever. And then you leave there and you just feel hella buff. I was like, yeah.
That's cool.
Well, not gonna be out right now. But of course I didn't.
Okay.
Because I love everybody. But look, you can try the M-Sculpt Neo on the 28th. I'm going to be there from 4 to 6 for their Mind, Body, Soul event. They're going to have the BTL Experience Bus there. So you can check out the latest in non-invasive body contouring and wellness technology. They're going to be doing free demos. Like I said, you can try some of these things out. There's going to be food and bites and exclusive promos. Plus the giveaways. We're going to be raffling off so many things and like services that you can redeem at Prime Youth Aesthetics. So to join us, though, you do have to RSVP. So we have your spot saved for you. Just go to primeyouthaesthetics.com to add your name and to get more details. But save the date. That's going to be the 28th, 4 to 6, downtown Pleasanton.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, JV Show. Hey, Selena, it was just Mother's Day a week ago. You didn't call your abuelita. She's kind of the beginning of Mother's Day. Anyway, and it was, you know, Mother's Day in Mexico. So anyway, just wondering why, you know, anyway. Have a good day, guys.
Wow, I know you want to drop this whole abuelita thing, but did you call her on Mother's Day?
I did not.
Oh,
no. I did not.
Oh, no. But you call her on Mexican Mother's Day, though, of course, right?
If I can be honest, and I don't want this to get, like, this is going to get kind of serious.
Oh, no, wait.
She's not really able to, like, hold conversations like that.
Okay.
So that wouldn't really do anything. I mostly, when I communicate with her, it's, like, through my mom when my mom's at her house, because my mom's able to, like, yell in her ear, like, hey, she says this.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
But, like, in Spanish, so that's mainly why.
Well, you could call her up and shout at her.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. We're just
not
giving you, Selena,
that.
We're just giving you a hard time.
I know. All right. Now can we drop it, please?
Now we are officially putting Abuelita to bed.
It is her bedtime.
She goes to bed early. She just finished dinner. She's going to bed early.
Tuesday mornings, we can talk about TV. Jess, what have you been watching?
I started watching the new season of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. This is on Hulu.
I've been seeing a lot of previews for this.
Yes. So it's a reality TV show about the group of Mormon mom influencers that were caught up in like a major swinging scandal years back. You probably have already heard little details about that, but it is already juicy in season two, you guys. Spoiler alert.
Wait, so what happened in season one? Can you catch us up to speed?
Spoiler alert, if you're going to talk about stuff that happened in season one, because I haven't watched it
I'm
going
to be honest, I don't remember too much. It was just a lot of drama.
Okay, so back to season two.
So one of the ladies that had always had suspicions about her partner cheating finally sits down with the woman.
The other woman?
She thought that he had cheated with.
Whoa.
So before I go on, in a hypothetical.
Is it cheating when they're all swinging with each other?
This was not somebody in the swinging scandal. Yeah,
gotcha.
This was after. But in a hypothetical, if you found out that your partner was cheating, would you want to sit down with that person that they were cheating with and get all the receipts? Like, they can show you text messages. They can tell you everything that went down. Like, would you like that? Or do you just want to move on?
I don't think I'm mature enough to sit there and just calmly talk to this person.
I want to be done with both of them.
Yeah, and also I don't think I'd really care to.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, care to know, like, what happened?
I mean, I think maybe at some point, but I wouldn't care to get that information from her.
Right, or okay, get all the details.
But what if your partner has always denied that nothing happened, and you guys stayed together because you believed them, but now here is this other person that's like, I've got proof. Do you want to see the proof? I kind of do. Because I want to know for sure. But I also don't want to sit down with that person because I want to punch him in the face.
That's the thing.
But I do want the proof because I want to know, because if that was the thing, if that really happened, I'm done. I'm out. Relationship over.
Yeah. And also, isn't it better sitting down with them and getting the proof in person, like seeing the text messages versus them sending you screenshots that could possibly be like edited?
No, send me the screenshots. I'm fine.
Yeah, but I just don't feel I just don't think I need to sit down with that person to get the proof when it's like in my man's phone. And you just go through his phone.
Well, he deleted them.
Yeah, he deleted
them. They're not that smart.
Cleaned his tracks.
They don't ever clean all the tracks.
You'd be surprised. So in this whole scandal, he admits that he deleted messages he didn't want her to see. He admits that he lied about certain things. And mind you, they have a child together. And throughout this whole time, like, he has been, I feel like people have been telling her, like, hey, you know, I don't think that he's, like, being faithful. And throughout this whole time, she's forgiven him and gone back to him. And so she has this woman come over to her house, which is so awkward, by the way. She starts asking her questions about what she's done with him, like, what he would say to her. They go through text messages, like, when they would meet up. So she's having, like, a meltdown hearing all these things. And it's so awkward. awkward because the other girl's just sitting there.
And also, if I was the other woman, which I would not ever be, but if I was in this instance, I'm not meeting up with the girlfriend.
Okay, so I was going to ask you guys that too.
Yeah, no, I'll text over the screenshots.
I'm going to pass.
But okay, so what if like you were the other person not knowing that you were the other person, and then she's like, and then she comes to you and is like, well, let's sit down and let's compare, compare what he's been telling the both of us, the timeline of things. You wouldn't?
Makes great reality TV, that's
right,
for sure.
It does. And I feel like I would want to know everything at that point.
I don't think I would. Just at that point, if I have another woman contacting me, that means that you've been doing something.
Right.
And that's all I need to know.
What if they contacted you and they were lying?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I've like hardly met her. She's crazy. She used to be obsessed with me, and I turned her down for a date. And now she's just like, she's trying to ruin my life because she's mad because I rejected her.
I'm at a place
in
my life.
See, wasn't that convincing?
No, it wasn't. Also, I'm at a place in my life where I'm just, everything's peaceful. I just don't even need that drama. I don't need that stress. I'm not dealing with the guy who's bringing all this drama.
But some other bee is bringing the drama. It's not your man.
Right. It doesn't matter.
You're going to throw away a perfectly good man because some bee is bringing some drama?
There's a lot of men that don't come with extra drama from extra women.
Let's say you get a Instagram message saying like...
If it's early in the relationship, I'm not
dealing
with that.
You're dropping him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not hearing his side out?
I don't care.
But what about now? I mean, we're talking about like our own... We're applying this hypothetical to our own lives now.
Of course not. I'm not walking away. Of course not. But if it's early on in the relationship, I'm not dealing with that.
Got it.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. Graham?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a bit much. You wouldn't be wanting to sign up for that.
Right.
But I think if, you know, you're in an established relationship, there is the possible scenario that this is just some crazy bee that's coming out of the woodworks to try to sabotage.
Yeah.
But no, he hooked up with her.
He
hooked up with her.
I would want to do this, like, maybe let's grab a coffee and go to a park or something. Somewhere public. I'm not bringing you to my house to humiliate myself in my own home.
Again, this is a secret...
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Is it one of those things where the entire season is out now? Or is it a week by week?
Okay. Entire season is out.
Right, how many episodes in are you?
Two, I believe.
Okay.
So still early on.
All right.
Go binge it.
Go binge it now. All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up. Hottest
Things Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Got another update here from the Diddy trial, which is obviously still ongoing. We have a long ways to go. Let's talk about what happened yesterday in court. Don Richards, who was one of... the Making the Band members. Remember, she ended up in Danity Kane, then she was in Dirty Money. She was back on the stand yesterday, said a few interesting things. She talked about obviously seeing with her own eyes Diddy assault Cassie a number of times. She recalled one time in 2010 when she met up with Diddy and Cassie at an LA restaurant, and there was a bunch of other celebrities there. Usher was there. Neo was there, like record execs. She named some of them, and she said other celebrities were in attendance as well. And in front of everybody, she said Diddy punched Cassie in the stomach so hard it caused her to like fall over, like bent over. And then Diddy just demanded that she leave. And Dawn said that everyone saw what happened. Not a single person intervened.
Shame.
But everybody was aware that this was how the relationship was.
I just don't get how nobody spoke up. I get that there were a lot of people very intimidated and scared of Diddy at that time, but somebody.
And they asked Dawn, like, well, why didn't you say anything? And she told her, she told the jury that Diddy told her if she did, that she could die or go missing. People go missing around him is what he said. So it's like you hear that from him. Yeah, I think I'd be a little scared to say anything, too.
I get it.
You know, he just instilled fear in everybody.
Yeah.
He also had another woman named Carrie Morgan on the stand. This is one of Cassie's friends. And she testified that Diddy once attacked her in Cassie's home. Like, not only did she see Cassie being attacked by this man and saw Cassie being afraid for her life and helped Cassie hide from him at one point, like in the woods as Diddy was looking for her because she had ran off. But she also told the court that Diddy also hit her with a wooden hanger and then paid her $30,000 to be quiet, not say anything or report it.
God, the stories that we're going to keep hearing about this.
I know. He was just abusing everybody.
The worst.
Also, a lot of the photos that were shown to the jury in court, they're now being made public. We have a photo. I know Jess is working on getting it up on our Instagram right now, but photos of the escorts that were hired for the freak-offs. We finally get to see what they look like. That's going to be on our Instagram story. Mm-hmm. JV Morning Show, make sure you give us a follow. Graham, what do you have?
Get your bags, Niner players. Get your bags. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Following the departure of a lot of Niner starters this offseason, the 49ers organization has opened its wallet and signed some of the marquee guys to some big contracts. First, it was George Kittle. He got a four-year, $76.4 million contract extension, making him the highest-paid tight end in NFL history. Then came Brock Purdy. The end of last week, he signed his massive five-year, $265 million deal. That made him the highest-paid Niner player of all time. And now yesterday, Fred Warner agreed with the team on a three-year, $63 million contract extension, which makes him the highest-paid linebacker in NFL history. Niner fans, I think we can all agree on that signing. We're all excited about that one. He's the heart and soul of that defense. He played most of last season, you guys, on a broken ankle, and he was still named first team All-Pro. Get your bag, Fred Warner.
Get your bag.
And Brock Purdy and George Kittle. Not a lot of money left for the rest of the team, unfortunately, but those three dudes, they all got paid.
Good. As long as they're staying, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, no. Jess must have ran. Oh, yeah. I see her running to the bathroom.
She had to sprint away to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That is not good.
Oh, she's back.
Here she comes.
I think that was your quickest bathroom trip yet, Jess. Before we get to what the bleep.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. Just had to leave this talk back. Chidi had me dying yesterday. I was podcasting the show from Friday. And she struggled with the word syllabus. I just couldn't. I just could not. She graduated from SF State, Go Swamp Puppies, and is now going to USC, but had never heard of the word syllabus. Come on, GD. It's Carlos from San Marcos.
Okay, look, I went to the archives!
And Chidi's not here to defend herself.
Yeah, but I went to the archives to find out what he was talking about. And it was one of Chidi's tweets, and she was talking about how many classes she'd enrolled in at USC, because she's going to a graduate program there. We're all very proud and excited for her, and we can bring this up on Friday when she comes in. But I found the piece of audio that he's talking about. Let's listen to it and discuss.
So they just gave me a list, and I just put it in my cart. But I have checked out the syllabuses.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, look, in Chidi's defense there, I think she was wondering about what the plural of syllabus is. And it is, in fact, syllabi or syllabuses. So if she's saying I checked out the syllabi, she did kind of add an S at the end, but the syllabi, she sort of double pluraled it.
Right.
That's probably not even a word there that I... Whatever. I think... I don't know.
I'm siding with Chidi on this one a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too.
Because that's what she intended to do with the plural form.
But it was funny.
But we'll still make fun of her.
Of course. That's our job.
And again, because she's not here to defend herself, so even better. let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, you want to leave your guess, do it on the Talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
When my boyfriend got to my apartment this past weekend, he tore my up.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you hadn't seen each other in a long time. It's a long-distance relationship and seen each other all week. That does sound painful. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, please, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG. Then when you've got that guess, leave it on the Talkback mic. It's super easy. You just record a message. It gets sent straight to us. Leave us your name and your city along with that guest, because we want to shout you out when you win.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you win this Chug Mug. What the Bleep? Here's how you play. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
When my boyfriend got to my apartment this past weekend, he tore my... up.
Whoa. Yeah, he did.
And I let him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I asked questions.
Long distance relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of
pent up. All right, let's go to your guesses on the Talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christina, Emmy, and Adi from San Jose. Our guess is tore the bathroom up. Well, I'm hoping that's it. Thank you. Bye.
He tore my back up.
Yeah, long car ride up from guess, Salinas. Though. He ate a couple bad tacos and gets there. That's a very popular guest this morning. Tore the bathroom up. If he's got a stomach anything like Jess's, we know that, yeah,
hey, that's... Every day, right on schedule. Jess is running out of the studio.
Yep.
Good morning. This is Kayla and Terry from Redwood City, and our guest for the bleep dot word is...
Kitchen.
Tore your kitchen up. Have a good morning.
Yeah, he was hungry after that drive.
Yeah.
Plus that is also a good
left
guess.
Everything in the bathroom. He had to refill.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Ariana from Vacaville, and I think the bleep dot word is fridge.
Tore your fridge up. One. Is your the last time we each posted a picture of our fridge, Selena's fridge and my fridge, we have kids. They were packed. They were ridiculous. Jess, your fridge was very sparse. I feel like there was two yogurts and a bottle of water in there. Right. Is there anything more in your fridge nowadays?
It's gotten a little better.
Yeah.
I do more grocery shopping now, but it's good. Still, compared to your guys's, it's like half of it.
Yeah, ours were horrifying.
Mostly yours.
Mine was really bad.
Mostly yours.
Mine was really bad.
Mine's better since we moved and our fridge.
Oh, right.
Our old fridge was so deep. You didn't know what was back behind the first row. Everything went back there to die. Now we have a shallower fridge. It's wider but not as deep. And it is just a world better because you can see everything. There's nothing hiding.
No surprises.
Yeah, there's no surprises in there. It's very well lit also.
How long until it gets to the level of your old fridge?
I'm hoping, and look, we've only lived in our new house for not even half a year, and it's maintained so far, and Kate and I have made that a conscious effort. We're like, we're not letting that happen again. Hashtag never again. So... let's see. So far, so good.
All right. Keep us updated, Grammy, on your fridge status, if you will. All right. Continue to get those talkbacks in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing our game, What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and you win a JV Show chug mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
When my boyfriend got to my apartment this past weekend, he tore my... up.
Now, yeah. As always, when you think you know what the bleeped out word is, you leave it on the talk back. First person to get it right wins a chug mug. Let's run through some of the talk backs.
Good morning, JV Show. Kelly from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is room. He tore your room up. Happy Tuesday. Bye, guys.
Did you tear up your room?
Oh. That's it.
Dang it.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Jess, Brooklyn, and Alyssa from Brentwood, and our guest for the bleeped out word is pantry. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Tear your pantry up.
That's a good guess.
I don't have a pantry.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Maybe
about
one
that
day.
No pantry life.
Charlie from Concord again. I'm going to go ahead and say boxes. You tore up all your boxes because you order a lot of stuff from Amazon and other places. All right. Love you. Bye.
Did he tear up your box?
Yeah, did he? That's actually such a good one because I always leave my boxes or anything heavy that I need to carry downstairs
just out
to the
and
trash.
Open.
So you're just waiting there all week to get your box tore up.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Do you ever let anyone else do it or just your...
Just him.
Just your
He's
boyfriend.
The designated.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Smart.
So like I couldn't, or Graham couldn't come over and like...
Tear your boxes up.
No.
But I mean, he's got muscles. He's been working out.
I'm pretty good at it, too.
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Diana, Damien's sister. And I think the bleeped out word is closet. Bye.
Closet. All right, here is today's clip unbleeped.
When my boyfriend got to my apartment this past weekend, he tore my closet up.
He's like, why can I? There's no place for me to hang my jacket in here. There's too much stuff in here.
It was mainly because we have a trip coming up and I was stressing out because I don't know what to pack. So he was like, move over.
Just pack it all.
Move
here.
Over. Let me help you.
I trust my man to pack my bag to go
here,
out of town.
Take everything.
Yeah, he did not. And it's like half of the stuff he picks, I'm like, let's just put this back.
Exactly.
Send that right back. All right.
He tried, but now my closet's a mess.
Oh, boyfriends. All right, let's give some shout-outs, shall we?
Let's do
Look,
it.
Look, there's not a lot to give. Diana right there, she had the very first correct answer. And this is a, I'm excited about this one because her brother Damien, he had already won a chug mug. And, you know, he's been rubbing that in and flaunting that chug mug in her face for months and months and months. But to his credit, he has left us a lot of talkback saying, right. I'm trying to win a chug mug right. for my sister Diana.
And
but then Diana was like, hold my beer. I don't need you to win for me. I'm going to win. And she did yes! today. So, Diana, I'm not sure, I can't remember if they're from Fairfield, but she had it today. So, we're very happy about that.
Woo-woo!
Outside of that, I don't see a lot of shout outs to give. Mylene and Danville had the correct answer. Good for her. Jess, is there anybody I'm missing? Because that's all I got. I had the right answer
Some
today.
Some good guesses, though.
Most people were on the toilet guess.
Yeah, tore your toilet
bathroom.
Up.
Yeah, which, like, you know, we've all done after a long road trip.
Right.
Finally get to the bathroom. Well, but, yeah, that wasn't it.
Thank you, everybody, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:05, right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. Hi, who do we have on the line this morning?
Jolie.
Hi, Jolie. How's it going?
It's going good.
Oh, tell us what's wrong. It doesn't seem all good.
Oh, well, I am waiting for the tire shop to open so I could get new tires, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Well, how'd you pop them?
I didn't.
What'd you hit?
I actually cleaned up the thread on one of my tires is showing, and I don't know how.
Sure.
So
maybe
it's
Jolie. All that hard braking and swerving you're doing in traffic.
Wow, Graham. Why? Because she's a woman?
No.
Right. So sexist. Hey, Jolie. Well, we're glad to have you on. While you wait, you're going to be playing the JV Show's Yup Nope game. It's for your chance to win
4 tickets to the San Mateo County Fair.
All right. So here's what you got to do. Just answer 3 out of 4 trivia questions correct, and the tickets are yours. Sound good?
Yeah.
Here is question number 1. How many U.S. states share a land border with Alaska?
1.
Nope.
Oh, no, 0.
We were looking for 0, yeah.
0, none. Yeah. They're just up there by pesky Canada.
Yep.
All by their lonesome up there.
Dang it!
All right, question number 2. What is the most obvious physical difference between snails and slugs?
They're still.
Yep.
Okay, that was easy.
The shell. Yeah, snails have a shell.
Question number 3. Julie, what do the 3 A's stand for in AAA? You know, like the roadside assistance and insurance company.
You probably called them after you popped all your tires driving like a maniac out there.
Yeah, what does AAA stand for?
My tires aren't popped. that one.
Don't look it up.
I'm not. AAA. I have AAA too.
Oh,
then you
wow.
should know, of course, the AAA stands for.
Don't run out of time.
Take a guess.
All American Association.
A couple of the words almost.
You were close, I think. American Automobile Association.
Yeah, that's what AAA started out as. All right, question number 4. J. Robert Oppenheimer oversaw the design and the assembly of the very first what?
What was his name?
Oppenheimer. There was like a movie about him. And then like people were watching Barbie at the same time.
Yep.
They're calling it Barbenheimer or something. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Because he like made the first, you know. It was like a pretty big deal.
The first what? What
yeah,
was
like,
it?
Altered global history.
The first. The name sounds familiar. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was a global phenomenon, that movie.
You know this.
Not what he made.
Yeah. Take a guess, at least.
A car? I'm not sure.
No, it was the atomic bomb.
Oh, that's wow.
The answer we're
Is that ringing
for.
A bell? Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
The movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Jolie.
Oh, 1 out of 4.
Yeah. Oof. Hey, but look, we enjoyed having you on. We hope you had fun. Good luck with your tire situation. I hope that tire shop opens up soon.
Yeah, and slow down next time.
Yeah, you don't hate so many things. Let's children, please. Julie, don't hang up, though. Hang on. Jess is going to pick up from the next studio. Graham, do we have some shout-out?
You know we do. You know we do. I got one that says, hey, Graham, dad in your DMs again. Wanted to wish our son, Justin, a.k.a. Just Incredible, a.k.a. Magic Justin, the biggest who gives a fart, big 10th birthday on May 20th, which is today. Justin, you have the biggest heart and the kindest soul. You bring so much love and light to our family. We love you and are proud of you. Enjoy your big, smelly, farty birthday. That's from Mom, yeah. Dad, Jordan, and Benny the dog. So happy birthday. Big smelly farty birthday. Yeah. Another one here. Hey, Graham, sister sliding into your DMs. Oh. Welcome in. Want to wish a happy belated birthday to our favorite, to your favorite listener, excuse me, Linda Victoria. Wishing her the best day. Love her lots. That's from her sister, Diana. And I think she needs an extra who gives a fart. Okay.
Who gives a
one.
Fart?
Well, and Linda Victoria.
Who gives there
you
a go. Fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Can you please, 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 please send a birthday wish for my son, Domingo Nathaniel. A happy 16th birthday to this young athletic man. He's a very humble kid with a big heart. Very helpful and always thinking of others. Shout out to his fellow football team, El Camino High School of Daly City. Go Colts! Woo! Your dad loves you very much, and I'm very proud of who you're becoming. I love you, son. Your dad, and that's from Jeff. So happy birthday, Domingo.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Graham, I'd like to give a special shout out and huge congratulations to the College of San Mateo Bulldogs softball team for winning the state championship this past weekend. Coached by the incredible Nicole Quigley Borg, the team went undefeated in the tournament, finished the season with a phenomenal 43-3 record. I'm especially proud of my niece, Love. Your hard work, passion, and determination helped lead your team to victory. You all made history. Go Bulldogs!
Woo! Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, can you please give a shout out to my son who is turning 10 today, Joseph from San Bruno. We listen to you guys every morning. That's from Mom Liliana. So happy, happy birthday, Joseph.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, hoping you could help a fellow dad out. My son's birthday is today. We'll be listening on our drive back from Disneyland. His name is Jesus Valentino, a.k.a. Tino. We've been listening to the JV show since the doghouse days, and I know JV would be so proud of how you guys are running the show, except for maybe the mild thoughts. LOL. That's from Dad Adam. So happy, happy birthday, Tino.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Morning, Graham. Can you wish my daughter, Kayani, a happy 12th birthday today? We love you. Have a wonderful day. That's from Mom, Poppy, Zion, Liam, and Leilani. So happy, happy birthday, Kayani.
Who gives
happy
a fart?
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were stupid. I'm sorry. You should have come up with some better questions. Oppenheimer, come on now. And who's going to really know that? Give me a break.
Wait, what?
Okay, so the first part of her talkback was cut off, unfortunately. It sounds like she's very upset with the questions there that were in the Yep Nope game, and particularly the one about Oppenheimer. Now, the reason, in my defense, because I write the questions, the reason in my defense I thought a lot of people would get that one correct was that Oppenheimer was the one that won the Academy Award, right? It was one of the biggest movies out. Was that last year or 2 years ago? And that really brought to light for a lot of people that didn't already know the story of Oppenheimer and the creation of the atomic bomb, which did alter global history, you know, from that time forward.
Right.
So a fairly huge moment in human history. The other questions, though, maybe you wouldn't have gotten that one, but how many states share a land border with Alaska? Feel like
on.
You should know that. Zero. Differences between snails and slugs. A shell. Feel like you should know that. And then we had one about what does AAA stand for? American Automobile Association.
That could have been a little tricky.
A little tricky, but I didn't like put that as the most high difficulty question. So like, I still think you had a pretty good shot of getting 3 out of 4. Mm-hmm. But again, my apologies. I'll work on the question writing. Message received.
I thought she would have got the Oppenheimer one. It made more than $957 million worldwide.
Like, kind of thought everyone
was breaking records left and right.
Knew what that movie was at least about.
Maybe we were wrong.
I guess so.
Sounded really mad.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The Bieber sports curse. Okay, so let's back it up real quick. Who is the celeb who's known for cursing sports teams?
Drake.
That would be Drake. Thank you, Graham. So every team or athlete that Drake roots for, they lose. It's a thing. Look it up. There's many examples of that on the internet. Well, on Sunday, the Maple Leafs were eliminated from the playoffs, and Drake had money on the game. He put $1 million on the Maple Leafs to win. If they did win, he would have got a $2.13 million payout. But Drake saying he's not the curse. He posted on his story, Bieber curse, because who is actually at the game rooting for the Toronto Maple Leafs? Justin and Hailey Bieber on Sunday. They cursed the team.
Bye. that's exactly what somebody who is a curse, they're would trying to take the curse off of them and put it on somebody else.
Yeah.
And have everybody, because you know that's not a fun thing for Drake. Drake loves gambling on sports and being the big bettor and being seen sitting courtside. And as soon as people call you out for being the courtside, then you don't want to sit courtside. You don't want that backlash. It's not fun.
I do like, though, that Drake will find humor in the things that people says about him. Like, obviously, he was just trying to be funny because he knew everybody would come for him as being the curse.
Right.
Same thing when everyone is calling him BBL Drizzy. What does he do? He throws the song in one of his songs. So I do like that he can find humor in things. But Drake, we all know you're the curse.
Yeah. And the actual curse is just Canadian hockey teams. They're cursed in general. They haven't won a Stanley Cup in decades now, which is...
Can we blame that on Drake?
I mean, maybe we can blame some of that on Drake, but that has to sting for a country whose sport is hockey and produces all the best hockey players, and they have yet to. And I don't know that there's a Canadian hockey team left now in these NHL playoffs. I don't think there is. And so the curse continues.
It's all Drake's fault.
Well, now Bieber's fault,
too. Yeah. Do you guys care at all about the Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez wedding festivities, that are ongoing right now?
No love of interest.
So this,
well, I mean, tell me about it. Yeah, you know, it's probably a billion-dollar wedding.
So this, well, the wedding is not happening until this summer. They're going to get married in June in Venice, Italy, with 200 guests in attendance. But this past weekend, Lauren Sanchez celebrated her bachelorette weekend. So she was out in Paris going out to eat and stuff with her girls, which included Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Katy Perry was there because now they have that astronaut bond. Eva Longoria and more were there. And then I saw that they wrapped up the weekend meeting up with Jeff Bezos on his $500 million super yacht. This is on Sunday, and there are pictures of them sunbathing, and there's a picture of Jeff Bezos slapping her ass.
Oh, God.
It is so cringe. It is so cringe. But they look happy. I mean, if anybody cares.
$500 million?
Yeah, anybody would be happy on that super yacht, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I just love when they post old pictures of Bezos, what he like looked like in his like nerdier days.
Yeah,
not that he's still non-nerd, but like what he used to look like and what Elon Musk used to look like and all these guys and they're like coming up in the tech world and like starting their companies and stuff. And now they're like, you know, worth hundreds of billions of dollars. Look at me now.
But even the change from before he got with Lauren Sanchez, like completely different. Now he dresses different. His shirts are unbuttoned.
The girlfriend effect.
Yeah. No, it's real.
We got Zuckerberg out here wearing chains and like he's got his new little haircut. I mean, it's just like,
oh my God, it's hilarious.
Come on, guys.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Top Golf, more like Top. That's because the location in San Jose apparently had a major sewage problem this past Sunday. Employees said that at times sewage water was leaking from the ceiling, dripping from the light fixtures. They said they had to walk through it to serve food and drinks, and it was, quote, complete with and toilet paper. They say the stink reached all levels of the complex. They don't know, or at least I don't know, from the reports that I've read about it, because the problem in there seemed widespread, but I don't know if it was a backed up toilet somewhere or somebody upper decked them or whatever, and water started overflowing everywhere. I don't know if the problem exactly what went wrong was pinpointed, but it was a lot of water of the sewage variety that seeped everywhere and got into place, a lot of places that it obviously shouldn't have been. And they say the conditions went on like this for a couple of hours before management finally decided to close the place down. Servers, again, were walking through this to deliver food. Not that we know of. We don't know. The Santa Clara County Public Health Department said they received reports of sewage in the business, sent county officials to conduct a full inspection at the property. So I'm assuming they've pinpointed where it all originated from and what went wrong. But the health department closed the food preparation areas of the restaurant and parts of the driving range until Topgolf provides documentation showing that the business was professionally cleaned and fully sterilized.
That is the grossest thing I've ever heard.
The pictures and video.
The videos are so disgusting.
That place should have been closed. That's the one thing. God. I love Topgolf. Great establishment.
Me too.
Had a lot of fun there. The food's good, drinks, and my whole experience there was great. But like, if you got something like that going and water's dripping from the ceiling, you gotta sorry everybody, we gotta shut down.
Okay,
and I know that's a big, like, there's a lot of people there and it's packed and you don't want to do that, but you gotta close down.
All right, so we're all going to the other one from now on.
The new one.
Is it Redwood City?
San Bruno?
Burlingame.
Burlingame. Shout out different cities.
Good.
Yeah, whatever. It's somewhere
over
there.
We just wanted to shout out the peninsula. Yeah, Burlingame. And the entire peninsula.
Burlingame.
Hey, San Carlos. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, what's up?
San Mateo.
Oh, San Mateo.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks so much for having us on. Happy Tuesday.
Hello, JV Show. This is Miguel. It's currently my mom's birthday. Her name is Jocelyn. I just want to give her a birthday shout out. She is the best mom ever. She gives me everything. I am grateful that I have her from Miguel.
Oh my God, so that is so sweet.
Happy birthday, Jocelyn. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Ooh, that's a good point. All right, we have your chance to win some crazy cash on standby. Also coming up 8:20, tickets for Billie Eilish. She just announced a tour yesterday. We're going to be hooking you up with those tickets all week. But first, Graham.
We got to talk about a new fashion trend that's dividing the internet, you guys. Well, it's dividing those of us that think it looks silly and those that are in the high fashion in the know, because these things are selling out left and right from high-end retailers, and that is bloomers. Bloomers are like, well, what a lot of people describe as diaper shorts, because they are sort of
fluffy. Bloomers sounds like an English person's underwear.
That's what they are. I mean, essentially, they were old Victorian era undies, and that's what they are. They look like big sort of granny panties that are sort of usually ruffled or frilled or whatever. I don't know how to describe that. We are getting some examples up at JV Morning Show on Instagram, so you can take a look. But a lot of big name celebrities have been spotted wearing them, because we know that the wearing underwear on the outside is the new kind of like fashion trend. And this sort of goes hand in hand with that. It's just like wearing your bloomers and then like a jacket or whatever. And we've seen Sydney Sweeney wearing these and a few other, you know, big name celebrities, and then show up to events and they're wearing just bloomers on the bottoms. Ladies, are you here for this trendy new look? The diaper shorts.
If they just look like ruffly shorts, like maybe there's a way to work it.
They don't look like shorts.
Look cute. Because, I mean, I've seen diaper shorts. I think the perfect example of what I think of when I think of diaper shorts, Keisha Cole wore it to the Dreamville Festival last month. And that's up at JV Show. Mm-hmm. JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. Now, these were like,
take a look.
Like, it actually looked like diaper shorts, but they weren't very bloomer-esque. So we have a video of her, you know, wearing these on stage.
Those are pretty.
But they're not like ruffly bloomers like the ones that I saw Sydney Sweeney wearing.
Yeah, they're not as like
high fashion.
Yeah, they're not as Victorian
but
era.
But very diapery.
But they
diaper
are,
shorts are in.
Those are bloomers. What she's wearing there is bloomer,
because
it's not a form fitting brief. In other words, if you're picturing a pair of regular underwear like granny panties that are form fitting, these diaper
because
shorts,
they're kind of like puffy. A little bit.
Okay. Bloomers are kind of puffy.
Yeah, I'm not here for that.
Me
not
either.
That, no,
I don't like the look of it. It looks like you went shopping in the toddler era. I mean, area. Of the store.
I'm in my toddler era. Graham, do you have an opinion on diaper shorts?
I do. It's not a good one. I don't think it's the best. I just don't think it's the best look. They also, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are going to end up with kind of a saggy butt look, because the fabric is so loose
on
the sides and the back. I don't think it's going to give you as good of a look. But then again, should you be just wearing just underwear out in public? I guess that's another thing up for debate.
I mean, underwear might be a little more flattering, because
anything is a little more flattering
than
this.
Yeah, because with this diaper one, it literally looks like you're wearing a diaper, or there's something back there that shouldn't be there.
French luxury fashion house Chloe, they have their mini bloomer shorts in silk, and they are currently sold out in all sizes. And do you know what one pair of them costs from there?
$1,450.
And there's all these other high-end fashion houses
no.
around the world that are selling these, and they're flying off the shelves. So ladies, just buckle up. Bloomers are coming.
Although I'm saying it's ugly now. If I went out and like everybody is wearing these diaper shorts and I'm in my skinny jeans or whatever, like... It always takes me a while to get on with the trends, but once like literally every other person is wearing something, like I feel like I need to make the switch too.
Yeah, but some of them don't take. Some of them just take in the high fashion world, and celebrities wear them, but they don't. The masses aren't out riding BART their bloomers,
that's
you know?
What I mean. But if
I don't think it's going to get to that.
I hope not, but I'm saying if it did and the masses were now wearing bloomers or diaper shorts
yeah,
everywhere, like during Hot Girl Summer, this is what we're doing. and it's all over TikTok, like,
then we obviously have to join in.
Then we have to. Even you, Graham.
What about just, yeah, sure, I'm in. What about just around the house, like for your man? A cute little pair of, bloomers for your man.
I don't see this turning anybody on.
I mean, it could, right? I mean, they're not, you know, find some cute
ones. It looks like
a
diaper.
It does look diapery.
Yeah, I'm out.
No, what guy is turned on by diapers?
Careful.
Whoa. Yeah. Careful. I mean, there's a few and they're in prison.
Careful. Hopefully they are.
Yeah. All right. But you can let us know in the talkback what you think if you want to go see some examples of the new trend in women's fashion, diaper shorts or bloomers. JV Morning Show. It's there on our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham, you said you have a fun game that we're going to play now.
Yeah, I invented a new game. It's going to be between you, Selena, and you, Jess. I'm now, look, scared. Bottle Rock Weekend is this weekend. I'm going to be there Sunday. Look out for me. I'm going to be out there having a good time. I'm really pumped to go. Bottle Rock, awesome festival. If you've never been to it, they do a great job. It's one of the best run music festivals out there. Now look, like every big festival, there's a lot of artists on the bill, a lot of them. And you know, when they post the poster or whatever, the flyer for it, the top line where they say that the headlining artist, that the font is real big, and yes, then it just gets progressively smaller and smaller as you go, right. And you're like, have I ever even heard of any of these? That, you know, and every lineup of the Coachella, they're all like that. You've heard of maybe the first two lines, and then after that, I don't know. Have you heard of them? So I thought we should play a fun little game. We'll call it Bottle Rock or Bottle Not.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you the name of an artist, and you tell me if that is an actual artist from this year's Bottle Rock lineup or Bottle Not. It's a fake artist that I have created.
Try me.
Keep your. You guys need to keep your score. Okay. I'm not going to be able to score for you, so you keep track of how many you get correct. Jess, we are going to begin with you.
Okay.
Spiritual Cramp.
Yes. An artist. Yes!
That is in fact an artist. We need like some game show music going right now. That would really be helpful.
Yeah.
I should have thought of that this game. That's all right. All right. Over to you, Selena.
Yes.
A Taint Whisper.
There is no way. No.
Yes. You gotta say Bottle Not Bottle Rock. All right. Jess, over to you. Again, you guys keep your score. Keep your score. Dope Lemon.
Oh! Bottle Rock. Yes!
Dope Lemon is an actual artist, as is Spiritual Cramp. I don't know what that is. All right, over to you, Selena. The Silverado Pickups.
I'm going to say, sure, yeah.
You guys have to say Bottle Rock.
Yeah, Bottle Rock. Bottle Not.
Rock.
You guys are dominating so far. Has anyone gotten one wrong?
No, not yet.
Now I'm scared.
All right, Jess, over to you. DJ Hippo Sneeze.
God. Bottle Not.
Oh, my God.
You guys are really good at this game.
Yes!
Selena, your turn. Moist Mamas.
Yeah, that's definitely one.
No! Yes! Yep.
Incorrect. All right, next one. Jess, over to you.
Okay, dang it.
The Norwegian Belch Mob. Again, these are artists that may or may not be performing at Bottle Rock.
Yes.
That was not a real.
I'm so good at
Selena,
this.
Over to you.
Yeah.
Son of Dad.
That is one.
No. Oh, my God.
That is not one. That's not, you got to say Bottle Not. It's Bottle Rock or Bottle
Not.
Jess, over to you.
Yeah.
Eggie.
Bottle Rock.
God, oh my God.
Selena,
she's literally looking at the lineup in front of her.
I feel like she is too. Selena.
Something else.
Oh my God, it's worse. Selena. She's looking at celebrity nudes.
Oh, geez. Selena, over to you. Mark Shellstein and the Sweaty Tidbits.
There's no way. Bottle Not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Jess, over to you. Oak Leaves.
Bottle Rock.
Yeah,
that is not
going down.
That is
you
not
going down.
An artist on this on this week's Bottle Rock lineup. All right, Selena, over to you. What's the score right now?
5-3.
Yeah. I have 3.
5-3. Mm-hmm. Jess in the lead. Selena, you need this one. The National Parks.
No,
you have to say Bottle
Rock.
Wait, you think that is
an
artist?
I changed my mind. Yeah, it is. Bottle Rock.
Hey,
it
that's
is an
cheating.
Artist. Yeah,
why
you
is that
it up.
Cheating? Why is that cheating?
She said no, but then you hit the.
No, it was. I said my answer before he hit that.
All right, well, you tripped me up because you said.
Yeah, I know, but I still got my answer in.
All right, Jess,
time,
Bottle
so
Rock.
Point for me.
Jess, Bottle Rock or Bottle Not? Grace Bowers and the Hodgepodge.
Bottle Not.
That's an actual bottle rocker.
Are you serious?
That
Dang
is.
It. You yes. threw me off. You threw me off.
And I can take
playing,
the lead.
She's playing on Saturday. Or what are we at? Is it all tied up?
Well, not almost. No. I have four.
And I have five.
All right. And it's Selena, you?
Yep.
All right. Jess C. and the Piedmont Microclimates.
Stop! I actually will be there.
Are you going to Bottle Rock?
No, I'm not. You don't have to go.
Oh.
I'm Bottle Knot.
Bottle Knot, obviously.
Yeah.
Is it all tied up?
Yeah.
Okay, the final one. This is going to go one for each of you. Jess, okay. This is to you. Alley Cat Neutered.
Bottle Rock.
That is not an actual... All right, Selena, you need this one. Bottle Rock okay. or Bottle Knot? Is this an actual Bottle Rock artist? 2 feet.
Bottle Rock.
Yeah! No!
Selena wins the game.
Oh, dang
Selena wins
it.
The game.
Yes.
It concludes this year's first annual Bottle Rock or Bottle Knot.
Yes. Good shout out to everyone who is going to Bottle Rock this weekend. Yeah. You know, I've never been.
You haven't?
I've never been to Bottle Rock.
I can't wait.
And I want to go so bad. Why don't you go?
I'm going Sunday. I'm a big Noah Kahn fan, but also I'm a huge fan of Taint Whisper. And I can't wait to see them.
Was that one of the Bottle Knots?
Oh, right. Wait. That's not.
Okay, that's made
that's
up.
That's a real artist. Not that's a real artist. Up. Sorry. Yeah.
Next on the JV show, Grams, I know you get really bad migraines sometimes. There's this trend on TikTok.
Do you think it's the taint that's whispering or someone's whispering to the taint?
I thought it's somebody who knows how to communicate with it. And them.
That'd be taint whisperer. This is taint whisper. So is it a whisper that's coming from there or right. is somebody whispering to it?
No, it's the whispers coming from.
I don't know. They're Swedish, so we'll find out when I see them on stage. I'll let you guys know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Selena, Graham, Jess. Oh, man. Thank you guys for making me laugh every morning. Taint Whisper. Taint Whisper. Oh, great name for a podcast. All right. Love you guys.
Or for a band, and we played a little game, right. Bottle Rock or Bottle Knot, made up some fake Bottle Rock artists, as well as mixed in some real ones to see if the ladies could figure out which one's real and which one was fake.
Uh-huh.
It turns out Taint Whisper, as much as I wanted them to be real, not a real band at this weekend's Bottle Rock.
Dang it!
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. Listening to you guys play this Bottle Rock game, Selena, Graham should have given you some rules how to play the game beforehand, because your inability to be able to say Bottle Rock or Bottle Knot was the funniest thing, and by default, Jess wins just on that
what?
Account.
Yes.
All right. Love you guys.
Well, you didn't say that was one of the rules.
Well, I kind of have to agree, because how hard was it?
You didn't right. say that you must answer with Bottle Rock or Bottle Knot.
He said that at the beginning.
You just said that was the name of the game.
But then I said, say Bottle Rock or Bottle Knot. I laid that out. Thank you, Jess, for having my back here.
Yeah. I totally missed that part. I still won.
That's one more point for me, actually. Yep.
Whatever.
Good morning, JV Show. I'd like to wish my baby girl, Mila, a happy 7th birthday. Happy birthday, baby girl. We love you so much. We're all so proud of you and how well you're doing in school and in swim. Keep pushing, girl. We love you so much. From Mommy, Daddy, Zoe, and Liam, have a great 7th birthday.
Ooh, happy birthday,
Mila! Hope you have a great day.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. Now, before we get to this supposed cure for headaches and migraines, and I really wanted to bring this up because, Graham, you're a friend of mine, and you suffer from migraines.
Sometimes
during the show, and you're just powering through them, and it is so bad. Before we get to that, want to remind you, you could be winning these Giants tickets.
Yep. Just leave us a talk back right now, letting us know who you would take with you to their game coming up on June 3rd at Oracle Park. That way you can get these four tickets to check.
Check
them out against the Padres. That's going to be a City Connect Tuesday. So they will be wearing the really cool City Connect uniforms. So leave us a talk back right now.
Yes. And good luck. Hope you win those tickets. So people on TikTok are swearing by the migraine meal at McDonald's.
It's at McDonald's.
Now, don't go up to the drive-thru and order the migraine meal, because I don't think they're going to know what you're talking about.
Oh, darn.
Okay, but this is what it's being called online and on TikTok. And what it is a large Coke.
Okay, I'm in.
And an order of large fries.
I'm in. They have the best fries.
And people are saying, when you have that crazy headache or even a full-blown migraine, you get the migraine meal, maybe throw in an ibuprofen or whatever it is.
Can I throw a Big Mac in there, too?
Sure, why not?
Oh, okay, great.
But...
We've just gotten to my regular McDonald's order, number one with a Coke. Thank you.
But the headache just goes away. And so many people are swearing by this.
I'm interested. My ears perked up because it's things that I like. There's nothing better than when you can treat something that's bad right. with something really good.
Yeah, they're saying the caffeine from the Coke and then uh-huh. the saltiness of the fries will just like, boom, instant cure. No.
The only problem for me with my migraines, and look, everybody gets them differently, but with mine, I get super, super nauseous. I don't want to eat. It sounds that the fries and the Coke sound really good right now. But if I was in the throes of a migraine and mine lasts for like 24 hours, I just don't want to eat. I feel so sick to my stomach. I just need to be in a dark room with my head wedged under pillows and then smooshed between my arms. And I just want to be like that in the fetal position for a good, 24 hours in the dark.
And do you get like the ocular stuff too?
Yeah, I get to see the lights and stuff first for about, for about 45 minutes an hour. Maybe if I could eat it then.
I don't know if the migraine meal is going to help with all the extra symptoms that you're experiencing. Right. I think just for like the headache part of it, it does help. It has to be like the regular Coke, sorry, not a diet Coke. It has to be the one with all the sugar
good.
And stuff.
That's the better one.
Yeah.
I know.
That's good.
Well, good. That's what we get anyway.
That's the tastier one.
I think I'm going to go try this out today. I don't have a migraine, but I want McDonald's.
Just for funsies?
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling a slight headache coming on. Not a migraine, but I'm feeling a little bit of a headache. I might need to go try this today, too.
Why not?
Just to see.
Graham, is there something you wanted to talk about here?
I did want to ask Jess something about, because look, what did we write down in the prediction journal for Jess's upcoming nuptials? Well, they're not there yet because she's not engaged. But
I think we said engaged this year.
I think that's what we have written down in the prediction journal is that an engagement is going to happen this year. And look, don't take a peek at the calendar because holy, this year has gone by really fast.
Yeah, we're almost halfway there.
Yeah, which is insane to me. I still think it's going to happen this year. But a bride shared a pretty funny moment from her own wedding. And I wanted to know if Jess thought her man was going to be this clueless in the wedding planning process, because she says as they're driving and she's going separately over to the wedding ceremony site, because you're not allowed to see the bride ahead of time, you know,
there's
rules. As they're driving over there, she gets a phone call from the groom, and he's frantic. He's a little bit worried. He's like, do I need to stop and get candles for the cake? Now, people were dying laughing because like, this isn't a birthday cake, bro. It's a wedding cake. But apparently, you know, some guys thought maybe this is a good idea. Maybe we need candles for this cake. And she laughed and immediately said, I'm putting this on TikTok, which she did. And it's gone viral on there.
What kind of candles did he even think?
I don't know. Maybe birthday candles or maybe like a little bride and groom candle.
And then everyone's going to sing to them?
I don't know, but this is what this guy thought. Jess just got me to thinking, what level of involvement when you inevitably get engaged, it'll happen this year. I'm manifesting it now because I'd like to
Thanks,
be right.
Graham.
But when you inevitably get engaged and the wedding planning starts happening, what level of involvement do you think your man is going to have?
I actually think he's going to be very involved because based on what we've talked about so far, like, he has a lot of opinions on a lot of different things.
Uh-oh.
Now, I think
like the napkins and stuff?
No, okay. I think the little things like that, he's not going to really
He'll
care.
Defer.
Do you want him to have opinions, or would
I
you
do.
Rather it be left to you so you can get what you want?
I mean, ultimately, maybe it'll be what I want, but I do want his opinion because I'm so indecisive with these things, with anything, really. So I like getting his opinion, and then I like that he's gonna be involved with things because he's also very organized.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, so that's gonna help out a lot because he's gonna have Excel sheets for everything and lists and reminders, and I can just pick
nerd alert.
And here's the
hanging
thing.
Out with your buddies, and he whips out his Excel wedding spreadsheet. Like, no, thanks, bro. I think I'll play the back nine on the golf course without
that
you.
About him.
Here's the thing, though. When women want their guy's opinion, it's like we already know what we want.
Right.
We're just asking you because we hope that you say the same thing. Just so
it's
we
validation. Yeah, it's not an opinion.
Validation
you're looking for.
That we're making the right exactly. choice. But if you say the other option, then we're going to try to convince you about why we think ours is the mm-hmm. better option. To try to sway you to agree with us. But at the end of the day, it's going to be what we want.
Right. But or if you're like Jess and you're a little bit indecisive, then it's going to throw you into an indecision tailspin at that point when someone picks the opposite thing that you picked. And then you're going to sit there and hem and haw about. My advice, have a shorter engagement so you don't sit there and just become paralyzed with all the decisions, which you can when you're planning a wedding because there literally are hundreds upon hundreds of decisions to be made. And my advice always is 99% of those things, you'll never notice. No one will ever remember the color of the napkins or whatever. Like, don't.
But I will remember.
Yeah, but don't. No, you won't. Not on that day.
You won't care.
You're focused on so many other things that day.
Now, how did you guys go about it when other people tried to give their opinion?
Butt out.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Everything they wanted is stupid. Doesn't matter.
doesn't matter what you want. This is our day.
I was so glad that Kate had a vision for our wedding, and I got to be the validating guy. Oh, yeah. That'll look great.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I never thought to put the flowers in that spot.
Right.
Yes, we should. I should spray paint 300 apples silver and put one at each place saying, I'll get right on that. And I did. I think that was actually.
You did?
I think that was actually a legitimate thing. I don't know how many, but maybe 150, whatever it was. I did that. You know what I mean?
Were they real apples?
Yeah. You just say yes and you do it.
What'd you do afterwards with apples?
I don't know. Threw away.
Seems kind of wasteful.
Yeah.
Whatever. You should have seen the place settings. They looked fantastic. Sure, we got married in an apple orchard, you guys.
So you do remember the little details.
I remember because I had to spray paint 300 apples.
What were we talking about again?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And today's Hottest Trending is sponsored by Prime Youth Aesthetics. I am going to be there on the 28th. It's a Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Join me out there. Prime Youth is in downtown Pleasanton. They're a boutique med spa for all things beauty and wellness. I'm actually a real client of theirs. And we're going to do a bunch of giveaways and raffling and trying of their things. So PrimeYouthAesthetics.com to RSVP. All right, so there are a couple of celebrities who suffered pretty embarrassing wardrobe malfunctions. Now, before I tell you who these two celebs are, I just want to know if we are on the same wavelength, Jess and Graham.
Okay.
Can you guys name the two most unlikable female celebs?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry and...
There's another one?
Kim Kardashian's pretty unliked.
It's not her.
Okay.
Katy Perry's one of them.
Okay, Katy Perry's one.
Why can't I think of anybody else?
J-Lo.
J-Lo. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
They both suffered embarrassing wardrobe malfunctions in the past few days. J-Lo, she was in New York at some, she was going to some like extravagant birthday party, and she arrives at the theater and she's wearing a peach gown, and she kind of pulled her dress to one side to adjust it, and then she starts walking the carpet not knowing that one of her pepperonis was like out, and she's posing for pictures and cameras are flashing and you can see one of her headlights.
Whoopsies.
So that was that one. And then Katy Perry, as you know, she is on her Lifetimes tour, and she recently performed in Vegas. This was over the weekend, and as she's doing some move, which involved a lot of running, the bra part of her costume just came unhooked.
Whoops.
And, like, almost completely fell off of her.
Did the zoomers come flying out?
Yeah, you know, and she's got some nice ones, too, but that's besides the point. So she had to, like, hang on to her top, and then some, like, random stage attendant came out and had to hook her bra back.
Oh my gosh.
Whoopsies.
Which may have been, but that would have been so awkward. I don't want some rando like hooking my bra.
In that moment though, you'll take anything, right?
That's true.
Want to get covered back up.
That's true. Okay, so big news for Swifties. There's been a lot of speculation that she is getting ready to release her Reputation album, Taylor's version, obviously. You know, this is supposedly going to be the big announcement that she's going to make at the upcoming American Music Awards, although we don't really know if there's any announcement. That's just what the Swifties think. Well, listen to this. Earlier today, The Handmaid's Tale dropped a preview of like an upcoming, I guess, episode. Uh-huh. And they included a preview of Taylor's song, Look What You Made Me Do, Taylor's version. And that's off the Reputation album. So I think this is a major hint that the Reputation re-release is on the way. And they even put in the caption, Rebellion, June's version, which is, you know, from the show. And then a new episode is now streaming, blah, 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 on Hulu. But
I believe it.
I think the new album is coming.
And it's been a while, too. People have been waiting for
it. It has.
And then there's been, like, Swifties, these little Easter eggs here and there.
You can rejoice. Yeah.
Something's happening.
It definitely is. Excuse me. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, major dead bird update, you guys. Major dead bird update. Last week, we talked about how a neighborhood in Richmond's been plagued and puzzled by dead birds constantly dropping from the sky. This is in the area of East Richmond Heights. Residents there say that more than 50 birds have wound up dead on the streets and the sidewalks there and in their yards. And the initial theory was that the birds were coming into contact with a power line and they were getting zapped, because some residents even reported hearing like some kind of zapping sound prior to the birds falling to their death. So they thought, oh, they're getting electrocuted. Well,
oh my God.
The sheriff's office has gotten involved. PG&E's gotten involved. And look, PG&E collected some of the birds and they brought them to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife for an examination. And the Wildlife Health Lab found, quote, no signs of electrocution in the collected birds. So now we're thinking they didn't get electrocuted. And PG&E is also saying, we inspected all our lines in the area that everybody on Bernhardt Avenue or whatever that everybody says they're dropping from. And our lines, there's no malfunction. Everything looks completely normal. Now, here's where it takes a twist, because a couple of the birds that were collected, while they showed no signs of electrocution, they did show signs of some kind of trauma. Trauma that could be consistent with a pellet gun, BB gun, or slingshot. So we might have a serial bird killer on our hands that's attacking them. Other photos of some of the other people have taken pictures of some of the other dead birds. And the wildlife experts looked at those pictures and said, those birds look like they've suffered some sort of injury because of a trauma. They don't know what the exact cause of that trauma is, but we might have a serial killer on our hands, you guys.
Oh my God.
Because PG&E is saying, we're ruled out. It's not us electrocuting the birds.
That is so sad.
The mystery deepens, you guys.
Oh, whoa.
Leave us a talk back if you're the one shooting down all the birds.
No one is on the iHeartRadio app. Graham.
Could you just cut it out? Leave us a talk back about why you're doing it, but then also please cut it out because that's wildlife. Please let the birds be.
All right. Well, thank you for that update, Grammy.
Scary.
It is.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.